Welcome to Pharma Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Bowling. In this quick-fire 3-minute podcast, you get an overview of one of the hottest topics we are covering in a full-day second annual event on clinical research as a care option, or CRACO. Making clinical trials a care option is arguably the greatest challenge we can collaborate on in bringing patients closer to clinical trials. The program takes place on April 11th at the Boston Marriott Cambridge. We look at how to integrate clinical research into the overall continuum of patient care and ask, well, how do we make clinical research a care option? So the second annual program begins with opening remarks from co-chairs Jeff James, who is the CEO of Wilmington Health, and Catherine Vanderbilt, who is the Chief Ecosystem Officer at Rarefy Health. So both Catherine and Jeff have been truly vested in this topic and for a number of years now. Jeff and Catherine are joined by Biogen's Dr. Murray Abramson for a discussion on why clinical trials are not typically a care option. Jeff and Catherine continue with Dr. Allison Bateman House in speaking about the regulatory and ethical considerations and the lines that blur between clinical research versus clinical care. Science 37, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the American Lung Association, and Women Heart discuss the patient advocacy view on clinical trials as a care option. Following the morning networking break, Jeff and Mary return with Suzanne Nutter of Eli Lilly and Dr. John Stewart of the Durham Veterans Administration Hospital to talk about how healthcare and clinical research ecosystems can come together to give patients the best possible care options that include a clinical trial. To take us up to lunch, we get some interesting payer views on CRACO, or as I've been saying all along, clinical research as a care option. After lunch, we address how we can work with medical practices to offer patients clinical trials. And we have Massachusetts General Hospital, the Greater Gift Initiative, ePatient Finder, and Aurora Research Institute participating in this discussion. Next, American Well discuss how telehealth studies can address the challenges in clinical care. Following this session, we discuss how to recruit and train more investigators. In the final session of the day, Dr. Jonathan Jackson of the Massachusetts General Hospital and Jane Kremitas of ACRP will talk about how to move clinical research into communities that would most benefit. CRACO is offered either as a one-day program on April 11th or as part of the Clinical Trial Collaborations event, and that's happening from April 9th through the 11th. It is produced by the Conference Forum. The Conference Forum is a life science industry research firm with veteran researchers who carefully and meticulously present strategic level programming. As with all Conference Forum events, you can expect networking activities and prominent networking. To learn more about CRACO, visit theconferenceforum.org and be sure to use code TEML for a 10% discount. And I'll say it again, theconferenceforum.org, and the discount code is TEML. Thanks for listening.